So welcome back to the Gift of Connection podcast. I'm your host, your only host. I'm by myself today. No problem. I hope you guys have really been enjoying and really been benefiting from the podcast with the co-host, with me and Philip, or Philip and I, let me talk, right? With Philip and I have produced. We have fun doing it. We talk like that all the time, so it just flows. So I like it like that. I like the conversational flow of a podcast like that. And so I hope you guys have been enjoying it. I've heard some good feedback. I haven't heard too many negatives. So I'm praying and hoping that you're enjoying it and that it's working out and blessing your life. Hopefully I can do I can fit one more in this week right before Thanksgiving for the people who are traveling and on the road. I know when I travel, I listen to podcasts, so I'm assuming podcast lovers, you know, when you get on that road, you want something to play. So I'm gonna try to put something in your ear and just have it where you can play it on your commute home and back and forth throughout the Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas as well. So pray for me on that, because I'm gonna try to get that in. I'm not making no promises, but I'm gonna try to get that in there. I want to do something quick today. I'm not gonna be long at all, because this really isn't deep. It don't have to be long. It was just so good to me, and it blessed me. And I was like, I think the listeners can use it, because if I'm honest, I always get this crazy anxiety at the end of the year, and I don't really know what causes it. I know my birthday has something to do with it, because my birthday is at the beginning of the year, and so I get this crazy anxiety every year. The older I got, when I was younger, I was fine. But it's something about getting older that kind of just messes with you. It tugs at you. Everything's changing. You look different. You feel different. Your knees pop. Your hair is gray. It's just something about getting older and being ambitious. Wanting to do something. Wanting to do more and be more and feeling called to more. But also dealing with age. That's a thing. It's a thing for me, rather. And so dealing with how old I am, with how much I've done or haven't done, every year it kind of just weighs on me. And so what I've started to do is be very reflective in my year. And I don't know if that's a pattern for you. I journal a lot throughout the year. I never go back and read them, but I do write a lot down, and that's kind of helped. Reflection always helps. Because in reflection, you actually start to write out the things that you miss just in everyday life. Once you start to write it out, you actually start, your brain triggers something in your brain, and you like, oh man, I didn't even realize, like, I'm blessed right here. Like, God did this, he did that. So reflection has kind of helped me have that attitude of gratitude where I'm comfortable with the year. You know, I left a lot on the table this year, and I'm able to look at that and know that, but I didn't lose. I didn't have the best game, but I still won. And that's kind of how you have to look at the year. You might not, I didn't play my best, but I came out on top. I'm not dead. I'm not sick. My mind is still working. God is still using me and blessing me. And so I can leave 2019 saying I didn't play my best. I didn't give it my best. And I know that. But it's a win, because I persevered and I got through it, and I came out victorious, if you look at it in that way. So perspective is everything, but reflection helps perspective. And so I write a lot out, and I'm writing a lot throughout the year now. And in December, I kind of shift from writing to thinking about what I need to do as far as the new year goes. And so with us going into a new year, but also a new decade, this is major. This is major. And in December, on social media and on the podcast, you're going to hear me. Y'all, excuse me. I know I'm popping. But in December and throughout just the end of this week, you'll hear me talk a lot about 2020. Some people have already heard me mention, you know, 2020 vision, a new decade, seeing it different, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm gonna go more intense because this is major for a lot of us, especially if you're around my age. A lot of things will happen in 2020. Some of you are getting married in 2020. Some of you having your kids in 2020. And if you're not doing it at the beginning of the year, sometime in this decade, everything that life has to offer us is about to hit. We got to do it this decade. If you didn't do it, man, this last decade was my 20s. And I left a lot on the table. And so everything that I want to manifest will happen in this decade. And that's exciting. When you think about it, like everything that, you know, you've been praying for, if it don't happen in the next 10 years, man, it might not. So I got a lot on the table. I'm expecting a lot. And I know some of you are too. And that's a good thing. I'm glad you're expecting it. I'm glad you're looking for it. I'm glad you believe in God for it. But the concept that came to me that I've been missing is every January we plan and we never prepare for rain. We never prepare for rain. We live as though we have home field advantage. And what I mean by that is Sunday, I was watching the Cowboys. It was an away game. I turned the TV on. We're playing the New England Patriots and it's raining. And then anybody who's ever played football, you know, when it rains, the ball gets a little slippery. So you sometimes you'll pass less and you'll run more because it's hard for receivers to catch. And it's harder for quarterbacks to throw with that water on it, on the ball. So I was like, man, it's raining, man, Dallas. That's going to be a tough game. And it was cold. So it's double trouble. We're from Texas. So it's usually hot here. And the past couple of summers, it's been a drought. So we don't get a lot of rain. And it's always hot. So I was looking at the game. And I'm saying, man, they out there in New England, raining and cold, out there playing. I mean, we lost the game, but we was out there giving it our best. And you could tell that the rain was having an effect on them. And so after I turned the game off, you know, we lose the game. I call Phillip. We talking because this team is the Redskins. They won, so we lost. So we chopping up about football. And he was like, man, y'all, what you don't understand about the Patriots is they practice in the cold. And then just a light bulb just went off in my head. And I was like, are you serious? He was like, yeah, look it up. Like, they actually train in the cold. So when you come there, they've already prepared for the elements of the weather, and you haven't. And they're at home. They know in their city, it gets cold. And so I think what hurts us is when we think about the new year, we plan our goals as if we have home field advantage. We plan, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to get money, I'm going to lose weight, you have all of these goals. I'm going to buy a house, I'm going to buy a car, and you never think that if I get sick, you know, if something bad happens in my home or death knocks on my door. I'm telling you, this year, within the past 3 months, it was like maybe 4 major funerals just in Dallas alone. To the point where when it got to the last 2, I was like, y'all, I'm not going to another funeral. Like, I just can't. But I hadn't prepared to experience loss so close to me. I set my goals. I set my year up as if everybody's going to live. As if I'm going to have that job still. As if my health will be like it was in 2018, 2019. I never prepare to be away. I never prepare to have an away game. I never prepare to not have home field advantage. The Dallas Cowboys, when we play here, we play in a stadium with a retractable roof that can open and close. So if the sun starts shining, we can close the roof. So it's no glare. If it starts raining, we can close the roof. It's never too cold or too hot. The fans are enjoying the game. It's nothing. Personally, I think all football games should be played indoors. But hey, you know, that's the difference in having home field advantage. You already know the situation. You know the setup. You know the scene. You know how it's going to go. And you got the crowd on your side. A lot of us aren't prepared to enter the year and have somebody not cheering for us. Somebody not in our corner anymore. I'm telling you, I've been through this. It's tough trying to advance with no crowd. It's tough trying to advance with no support. It's tough trying to advance when people who used to cheer for you don't cheer for you anymore. When people who used to be there with their pom-poms and supporting you aren't there anymore. When you have to play an away game and you don't have your fans and the weather isn't right. And so when he told me, he was like, man, New England, they practice in the cold. They're practicing. And so when the worst possible scenario happens, they've practiced in that scenario. In other words, they've trained themselves to carry on like normal under unforeseen circumstances. And they're the home team. So what they're saying is, I'm going to still play the same even if it disrupts my home. That's major. That's major. And if you know anything about football, like, I don't like this team, but I have to respect practicing in the conditions and under the conditions that may happen. And we spend a lot of time trying to outlive the things that are going to happen. It's inevitable. Rain will come. So I'm not trying to scare you into anything. I'm not trying to say, oh man, like, you know, you just be on the lookout and speak it into existence. I know some people, they don't like to talk about the negative because if you think it'll come. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is rain is a part of life. And while you might not be anticipating it, you have to act like it's a thing. So the smart thing to do is learn how to buy an umbrella and have an umbrella for those type of seasons. That way, when rain comes, you're not stuck out getting wet when you could have prevented it. Or you're not saying, oh, I can't go out and drive because I don't ever drive in the rain. That's why you have windshield wipers. Or you're not saying, oh, it's raining, we ain't going to go out there. It's raining, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that. That's what we do. And so what I'm saying is life will present a situation to you that although we wish it didn't happen, it's a part of life. It's a part of life. And so you can either do one of two things. You can prepare or you can complain. That's the only two things you can do. You can say, oh, it's raining, or you can say, where's my umbrella? And so what I had to learn how to do is, and this year, I think the biggest thing that I've learned in this year is every situation that you go through or every season that you go through, there's a possibility of the worst happening. And you need to live and set your goals and say, I'm going to pursue my goals. I'm going to chase my goals. And if the worst happens, I'm prepared. I don't want you to go into a new year, a new season, a new decade saying in the next 10 years, I got all this good about to happen to me, because that good is going to happen to you. But I can't promise you that in 10 years, you're not going to go through any pain. I can't promise you that when you get married, like, that marriage is not going to suffer any bad weather conditions, that relationship, your child going from a baby to 10 years old, that it might not be some pain in there. You may experience pain at your job. Rain. You may experience a sickness. I'm 30 now, but I'll be 40 at the end of the decade. I can't say. But what I can do is prepare to get older, because I know what comes with getting older, and I need to prepare my mind and my body for that. I can manifest all the blessings and say, I want God to give me this and God to give me that, and I'm gonna be this person and that person and that, and I'll be here and speak here and do this and da 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 da, and never prepare for rain. Will you still do this if they're not there? Will you still walk in your calling when someone else says, I don't want to walk with you? Will you still believe God when they fire you? And what you thought you would be doing up until your retirement, you're not doing anymore? If you never can have a baby, are you prepared? If your house burns down, are you prepared? If your mama get the cancer this time, or your father gets the cancer this time, are you prepared? If it's your grandmother that passes away this time, are you ready to still attack and carry out your visions and live out your dreams and set and chase and attain your goals if you ain't at home field? So the biggest thing that I can give you right now in the early stages, before December hits, before we get to a point to where it's really crucial to understand what comes with the new year, before we get down just to game time, can you say that I'm going to prepare my mind for the worst? A lot of our depression comes from things that we didn't expect. We get depressed when I thought it was going to be one way, and it's not that way. When I've invested in certain things and they don't turn out to be in my favor, depression will set in. And I'm not making this up. You can pick a bunch of stories in the Bible, but one that comes to mind is in the book of Ruth. The first character that you meet in the book of Ruth isn't Ruth. It's her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth was married to her son. And we don't preach a lot about Naomi because we run to Ruth and Boaz and the kinsman redeemer, which is all good. But it's set up so sweet that we meet Naomi, whose life and the perspective and the outlook of her life is from a home field advantage point of view. Naomi has a wealthy husband and two sons who are wealthy heirs. So in the Bible times, a woman's status was really more so about who she was connected to. And so Naomi, they leave their homeland because they have the resources to do so, and they're traveling to greater and to more, and she's hyped and excited about it because she has home field advantage in her mind, and she never expected for her husband to die and then her two sons to die. She had never thought about life as a widow. And what happens is, when the rain hits and she doesn't have the two sons and the husband, and her identity is left up to who she is and not who she's connected to, she starts to become depressed, and she wants to cancel everything and says, Orpah, you go back home, and Ruth, y'all go back home. They were from Moab. Ruth was a Moabite. She said, go back. I don't have anything anymore. It's raining now, and I'm not prepared for this. And that's when Ruth steps in and says, I'm going where you're going. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. But Naomi was the character that had her mindset on things going a specific way, because she had never thought about them going another way. And in that moment, she needed a Ruth to say, things have changed, but God is still the same. You are still who you are. And God can send a kinsman redeemer to get all of us right. He can redeem all of us. But you ready to give up because you lost something that was the reason you believed what you believed. You set your goals, you set your life, you set your plans, Naomi, off of if those men live. And a lot of us aren't ready to take a hit. If you honest with yourself, you're not ready for such and such to die. Like if such and such die, your mama die, you done. Your daddy die, it's over. Be real. Who can't you lose in 2020? What can't you lose in 2020? Some of you, it's your job. They fire you, you ain't gonna get out the bed. You don't have a plan. You've only done for them. You've invested in them. They've told you this is it. You need this 401k. You need this and that. Just like Naomi, you need to be married. And if it happens to go another way, you'll be ready to send everybody else who was invested in you back home. If it doesn't go the way that it was supposed to go, Ruth, man, go on. It's fine. You don't have to do this. She said, I can't even have a son in enough time for you to marry. Like, why are you staying with me? If somebody get with me and I have another baby, it'll be years for you can marry him and be an heir. So it ain't nothing in it for you. Rain had hit and she had never played under those conditions. She had home field advantage. That's why they left. They were in a position to move how they wanted to move. But what happens when you're not in that position no more? What happens when the circumstances and the conditions aren't favorable to you? Like when it don't go how you want it to go? You have to be ready. A decade is a long time. I'm telling you, in a couple of months, you're going to see a lot. Everybody going to be hyped about 2020, all this new me, new year. I'm about to tackle the whole decade. You're going to see all of this stuff. But what are they like after the first hit? What are they like after the first storm? Do they quit? Do they send everybody packing? Game over? And I'm not trying to tell you that this is going to be easy. I did that this whole year. I was ready to be done because I wasn't expecting certain hits. Things happened that I never would have imagined or that I never just thought about. My grandmother had been sick. I never thought about her dying. When my cousin Curtis died, I had never thought about losing my parents. They the same age. When Warren Roberts passed away, I never thought. He was 32, 33 years old. I never. Y'all see what I'm saying? You think it's going to go well. You think it's going to go your way. And what you have to do while you're planning for more, prepare so you don't lose your mind. When the storms of life hit, you need to have a life jacket. You need to have an umbrella for rain. You need to teach yourself how to swim in a storm. And what I mean is you need to have a prayer life. It's funny how you don't read in the book of Ruth that Naomi prayed. We knew she was righteous because Ruth said, your God is my God. She had been sharing some type of spiritual wisdom with her new daughter-in-laws who didn't even believe what she believed. But when she loses her husband and her sons, it doesn't say she prayed. Because it's hard to pray when you ain't even expect this to happen. You don't even know how to talk to God. You ask more questions of why has it happened than, Lord, what is my next move like? I don't want you to fall victim to the trap of wanting it perfect. What can go wrong? So I want you to understand that there's a lot about to happen in the next 10 years. A lot of good is coming your way. God is nothing but good. But we live in a crazy world. And the circumstances change. The conditions change. We saw it with Job. He did nothing wrong, but his conditions changed. And you have to develop a relationship with God so when things change, your faith doesn't. That's how you move in this next decade. Faith is not what you can see. It's moving even though the conditions are bad. I'm still moving as if God is going to fix it. I'm still moving. I don't even know where the next blessing is coming from, but I'm moving. So I want you to prepare. He said, Nate, they practice in the cold. Can you say that? Can you say, I still do what I do and it's not even always the best scene? Like, they play football for a living, but they practice that game. They run their plays in the cold. I looked it up. And the dude was like, yeah, we do it. And we know how much pads we need to put on and just how, you know, how comfortable we need to be to make plays. You got to start practicing in the cold. Because I don't know what the weather will be. I don't know what it's going to be like. I can't tell you what this first year going to be like. I can't tell you who the president going to be. I can't tell you what the economy going to be like. I can't tell you if you're going to have that job still. I can't tell you. Like, I don't know. But I do know that you can practice like it's going to be that. Like, you can still pray. Daniel had a prayer life before the lion's den. I know you've heard that, but like, can you live that? Like, in that means every day he prayed. So it didn't matter where you put him, he was praying every day. Believe it or not, there are some situations that we get in and we won't pray. It's like the harder it gets, the less we talking to God. Trust me. And what Daniel is saying, I've been praying. You can put me here if you want to. But I pray whether I'm in the den or not in the den. I practice with both. I'm ready. And so, I just want you to understand, you won't always have home field advantage. It won't always go your way. But you got to start putting it in your mind that I'm not leaving. I said what I said. I made a commitment to myself. I made a commitment to my kids. I made a commitment to my family. I made a commitment to God. I'm not leaving because, we could go all day. But don't fool yourself into planning and planning and planning and planning and never preparing for anything to shift you. Because it's coming, man. It's coming. Rain is a part of life. So I'd be lying if I told you, like, it's never going to rain. It's part of life. It's how well you prep for it. So y'all think on that. Meditate on that. Pray on that. Say, Lord, put me in the position to where if it doesn't go my way, I still look to you. Put me in a position to where if it gets too cloudy, I can still see you. Put me in a position to where if people leave me and my identity changes, I'm still looking to you. That it's you first. Put me in a position to where if it's a lion's den that day, that I've already practiced in the rain, so these conditions aren't anything new to me. My prayer doesn't change because the situations change. My relationship with you doesn't change because the conditions have changed. So as we prepare for 2020, practice in the cold, practice in the rain, practice, because you may not have home field advantage.